Phil Martelli. He needs two mics, Jay. Give him two mics. He needs two mics.
I love Robert Morris on Thursday. No kidding. I wouldn't sleep.
Well, we should explain, Phil. I mean,
my son, Jimmy, is an assistant coach at Robert Morris. He called me last night. I said, would you want to pick my brain? He said, Dad, you lost 20 games this year. You think I want any information from you? He said, I called you for one reason. Southwest flies to Providence for $99. Are you going to be at the game? Here's a team I want you all to watch. I think this is going to either be the most spectacular flame out in the history of a season, or they're going to end up in the Elite Eight, and that would be Texas. They were good enough to be number one in the country, and they come in as an 8 seed. So I know Bruiser's going to leave this breakfast and call Cal, but I'll give you Texas beating Kentucky in the second round. Kentucky's just a little young, even though Cal is a spectacular coach and the talent is gifted. Texas either goes on a long run or they lose to Wake, but I'll take my chances with them. Kansas is the best team. They have the big guy, they have the guards, they have a Philadelphia connection, they have a coach that's won the national championship. I think Kansas is really spectacular. But I do think that the Big East will have three representatives in the Final Four. Put them down the way you want them, figure them out. But I think that they're going to have three representatives with Kansas. And I do believe that the committee has somebody in charge of irony, because Syracuse and Vermont didn't end up by accident. And Temple did not end up by accident with Cornell. And if you look through it, there's probably other personal connections, like in a second round or third round game. And I do think that in some ways that's what happened with not only Temple-Cornell, but Temple beats Cornell, then they play Wisconsin. And everywhere you go, Bo Ryan tells people one thing. I'm from Chester High School. He then follows it up with, I'm the last white player from Chester High School, and I was the greatest player at Chester High School before Jameer Nelson. But Temple against Wisconsin would be a spectacular game and have a Philadelphia flavor. This tournament has Philadelphia flavor all over it, as it should. We have the best college basketball, we have the best high school basketball, and these coaches have taken it a little bit further. Kansas is the team to beat. It's not quite like the women's tournament where it's an invitational. Connecticut invited the other 63 teams, and then they'll decide by how much they want to win the national championship. But Kansas is that dominant this year, and I would look for them to be the champions in Indianapolis.